We're also grateful for an annual journey. Is it not annual? Is it every other year? Is it every fourth year? 20th? Every 20th year? I don't know, Ellen. Every 2 years we get the privilege of having you with us. We love you. We pray for you weekly. We are so much engaged in your ministry and aware of what you're doing. Ellen Jackson is our missionary with Wycliffe in translating, and we want to welcome you up here to give a report and to share what God is doing in your work and in your midst and what's going on in the future. Thank you for being with us.
Okay, everybody hear me okay? All right, well, it has been 2 years since I was here last. I don't get here too often, but it's always a joy to return to my home roots. This is the church that I was commissioned in more than 50 years ago. And I heard God's call to be involved in Bible translation when I was very young. In fact, I think I first wrote to Wycliffe when I was 12 years old, and they sent me the application forms. So it took a few years after that, going to Bible school, before it was just like God spoke again and just said, now's the time for you to join. I've always been aware of the verses in Revelation that talk about that Jesus, the Lamb of God, your blood has purchased men from every tribe and language and people and nations. And that there will be people from every tribe and tongue and nations in heaven and in the kingdom. When I first was commissioned here and went out with Wycliffe Bible Translators, I spent actually 24 years in Africa working on one single New Testament translation for the Tikar people. Some of you may still even have a Tikar New Testament in your library. I don't know. But that took 24 years. And at that time, when I first went out, it was thought, well, there's 2,000 languages, approximately 2,000 languages in the world, and missionaries can pretty well serve them all. Well, they did survey work. They went to countries where they hadn't been before. They went to places like Papua New Guinea, which turns out it just has a different language every few miles away. And that number from 2,000 over the past 50 years has jumped to 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, now over 7,000 languages in the world. And they've also recently tallied deaf languages and found that there's over 300 different sign languages for the deaf in different parts of the world. So there's a new group who's actually doing Bible translation for the deaf and in sign. So it must have been in the early 2000s, Wycliffe had a vision that we wanted to at least start Bible translation in every language that needed it, that didn't have the scriptures, by 2025. A very distant date in the early 2000s. When is 2025? Mm-hmm. Next year. Will we start a language in a translation in every language? It's going to be close. I mean, some might be still getting a team together to even start the translation. But what it has been good is that all of these different Bible translation organizations have popped up. Wycliffe is now the Wycliffe Global Alliance. They're starting translation organizations in all these different countries. And so we're seeing a lot more nationals. We've moved into training Bible translators from many tribes and languages and cultures. So that is what is going on now. A lot of training of future translators, and then every year work is starting in several. And Wycliffe has at least two scripture celebrations that they invite you all to attend if you want to go online, one in the spring and one in the summer, where they celebrate New Testaments, Bibles, even portions that have been printed in new languages. And I think last fall they celebrated in just the past 6 months, 52 New Testaments that were published.
Praise God.
And this spring it was like another 30. So it's like it's just multiplying. The ball is rolling for Bible translation. So I have to thank you for your support. And just for supporting Bible translation. And I think next May there will be a celebration for Vision 2025 at whatever that level is of languages, and they will we'll just be able to celebrate together. What's really wonderful now is just to see how translators have every color of skin, every color, they're from everywhere. And now I'm in administration at a Wycliffe level, and one of the things I help with is organizing an international Bible translation conference where we bring together all kinds of translators, and they share their papers, they share their studies, they share translations of difficult passages, they share all kinds of information, and we're just kind of growing this worldwide movement. So that is where we are now. So of the, just a little bit of statistics, actually out of the 7 billion people in the world, 92% now have scriptures. Either the New Testament or some printed scriptures. 92% of the world population. So only 8% are still basic. I don't know whether you totally call them unreached or whether they just don't have the scriptures in their heart languages. So that is, we still have a task ahead, and there's still we're still recruiting a lot of people to be involved in that. So again, thank you for your role that you have in this. You've been supporting global Bible translation for more than 50 years in this church. And I'm thankful for your support. I will be showing some slides tonight. I didn't keep this up to my mouth, did I? And so if anybody wants to come back tonight, I'll share a little bit about some work that I've been doing in Israel. We train translators in Israel, but I also spend some time at biblical sites.
Stay with us for a second here, Ellen. I have just a couple of questions come to mind. In the translation, is it normally a word-for-word translation? Do you take it from the Greek and Hebrew? Do you take it from the English and move it over? Is it word-for-word? Is it thought-for-thought because you're dealing with people groups? So can you elaborate
meaning,
on that a little bit?
Meanings? Meaning for meaning.
Yes, okay.
Right. People say things in very different ways in different languages.
Okay.
So you can't do word for word at all. It's not like you could take an English dictionary and a dictionary in some other language and just exchange the words out. It doesn't work that way. Grammars are different. Everything is different. The expressions, the way you, if you know another language, you know that no two languages are identical. God has put an enormous amount of his creativity even in different languages and how they're structured.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that tonight she's going to be sharing about more of the ministry and also about your trips to Israel. Can you
right.
just talk about that for a moment?
Okay, so I started going over to Israel when we began training nationals, and they needed to learn Hebrew, a little bit of Hebrew, and they needed especially to see the context of the stories that they're translating in the Bible, because if you in Africa you don't see the animals, you don't have the same country, you don't, so it's difficult to translate if you have no concept or if you're only looking at pictures. So to give our national translators the experience of the land of the Bible, the context of, and to actually let them stand on some of the sites, you know, in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem, in different places like that, it makes a big difference on the qualities of a translation.
You probably, I don't want to make say I have a favorite, but of our missionaries, we give missions to many people who proclaim the Word of God. But I just cherish the fact that we're supporting a missionary who is actually creating personal possession of the Word of God. Having that in our hands is such a rich thing to be able to devour that and own that. So God bless you for your ministry. We want to offer a prayer for you. Can we do that?
Yes, all right. Thank you.
Father, we as a church are grateful that we can partner in global missions. We're grateful for the vision you gave Wycliffe 20 years ago, and they are on pace. We pray that you would just magnify the work and the workers. And Lord, right here, this gal was commissioned. She felt a call to it, and that calling might go out to anyone here that they might want to respond to working on the Word of God to be presented to this 8% that still is lacking. We pray that those who would come in and discover Israel and discover the work that they have ahead of them will have their thoughts ignited, and that you would illuminate the Word and make it quick that it might get into the hands of every nation, every language, every tribe, every people. God bless Ellen for her work, and we pray a continued blessing upon her. Lord, we know that in years past she's been able to go to Israel, and with what's going on in Israel today, we pray for safety, guidance, for open doors. Some airlines are not allowing people to go into Israel. We ask, God, that you would, in your sovereign will, make it available as you would have it be available. Lord, in this moment we do pray for the situation over there. We know you are sovereign, and we ask, God, that you would see to what you would have done in Israel and in the entire region. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank you so much. God bless you. Let's give her a hand, huh? Well, it's nice to have you. In my office, I've got several little jewels that she has brought to me in the past, of little potsherds, little handles of pottery from 1st century A.D., and they're treasured among my possessions. So thank you for that. I know you're jealous. Don't be, it's a sin. It's okay.